Now let's lead off with a Bloomington City Council member saying it's time to get serious about expansion at the Bloomington Public Library. WGLT's Eric Stock has the story.
Library leaders have been planning for expansion for almost two decades, citing a lack of space to accommodate rising demand for services. Bloomington City Council members have expressed support for expanding the current library location, but they haven't committed significant funding or set a timetable for the project. Kim Bray represents Ward 9 in Northeast Bloomington. She says it's time to look at additional investment in the library. Bray says the library is the city's gateway to the information age. She says computer access and gathering spaces are vital.
I'd like for us to explore what resources we have available to take care of our library and possibly do some remodeling, some renovation, and a little growth on site.
On-site means at the library's current Olive Street location. One estimate last fall pegged the cost of on-site expansion at $28 million. In late 2017 and early 2018, Bray was opposed to the so-called Catalyst Project that would have demolished an aging downtown parking garage and built a new library and transit transfer center in its place. But that idea failed to gain traction among Bloomington's city council members, including Bray. Bray says one thing that's changed is the health of the city's $228 million budget. After years of deficit reductions, the city recently faced a surplus. City leaders have raised fees and taxes and are set to receive more money from the state.
So that we can pursue some of our citizens' desires, take a look at some of the infrastructure needs, but at the same time, put some of the wants on that list.
With that budget flexibility, Bray says she also wants to explore ways to improve emergency services in her Northeast Bloomington ward.
As part of that, we would take a look at resource deployment, posturing emergency service personnel in locations that they can promptly respond to the Northeast, and also infrastructure. We'll take a look at possible bricks and mortar.
The Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6. For the leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.